On the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith. I'm joined by Creighton University economics professor, Dr. Ernie Goss, as we talk about the economy, especially across the Midwest and specific to Oklahoma. And Dr. Goss, as we look at Oklahoma, how is it comparing right now to the rest of the country?
Well, it's still the economy is holding up pretty well, Leslie, but the overall trajectory is not good. In other words, it's more of an economic headwind rather than a tailwind. Of course, you can trace that back to two sectors that are fairly one very important to Oklahoma relative to the nation. The other pretty important. That would be energy, of course, and then agriculture. Both industries facing tougher economic sledding right now, and it's certainly affecting the overall Oklahoma economy. And our monthly survey has been picking that up. We've been doing a survey of Oklahoma now for almost two decades, and it's certainly not. I won't say it's not disaster, it's not crisis, but it's certainly moving in the wrong direction.
With looking at Oklahoma agriculture, obviously we've dealt with 5 years of drought, and then now we've seen this slump in ag prices. How is that impacting the impact of agriculture for this state as well as across the Midwest?
It's certainly not good, and it goes all the way. It starts with the, of course, food processors, and then it goes back all the way to the steel and metal manufacturers, and all of them are feeling that, and they're feeling it with the dealers. For example, the dealerships in these communities across Oklahoma and across the Midwest, the farmers are just not buying equipment, and when they do buy equipment, they want to trade in their old equipment, and the dealers have more old equipment than they actually need, so it's a tough situation. And then you go to the producers, that would be the John Deere's and Klaus and so on, the Caterpillar, and they're laying off, and then you go back to the metal manufacturers. Now, the metal manufacturers are focused on this industry. Now, metal manufacturing overall is doing reasonably well because the automobile sector is doing well, but those that focus, for example, on the agriculture side, they're not doing as well.
And kind of with that aspect, not seeing the equipment sales and seeing lower commodity prices, what is the impact going to be essentially to rural Main Street?
Well, the rural Main Street economy, as we call it, is actually holding up better than I would have expected, given the two major industries, again, industry and agriculture, not doing that well. But there are other factors going on, like construction, that's holding up pretty well. We're seeing home sales doing fairly well. We're seeing retail sales holding up okay because we're looking at gasoline prices. In other words, it's not an entirely negative factor or negative situation when you have fuel prices. Fuel prices in some parts of the country are breaking below $2 a gallon, for example. Well, that's good for the consumer, and it's good for Oklahoma consumers. And of course, if you measure it out or compare it, it's not as good for Oklahoma as it is for some other states.
And looking at the rest of the year, what's kind of your forecast for rural Main Street?
I think we're going to continue. The what we've seen is very slight growth if you average it all out. Of course, Oklahoma, again, has been a negative recently, meaning job losses. I think we're going to continue to see very slight gains for some parts of the region, Oklahoma, North Dakota, job losses when you put it all together, but gains for some parts of the economy, like construction, like retail sales, very modest gains there. The service sector, pretty well, for example, engineering and architecture doing better. We're going to see some hiring there, but all in all, you put it all together, it's for the rural areas. Now, I'm speaking not to the metropolitan areas, but the rural areas, probably slight job losses for Oklahoma and job losses for the region, for that matter.
Is there a difference right now between the state of the rural economy versus the urban parts of the U.S.?
There is Leslie, and it's more positive for the metropolitan areas. And now it's not just, and I've painted as agriculture and energy, but it's also small manufacturers. You're talking about the larger manufacturers, of course, are more apt to be in metropolitan areas. Well, the rural areas are more dominated by manufacturing. And of course, manufacturing has also been a problem area, not just that connected to agriculture and energy, but manufacturing overall, simply because of the stronger dollar and making it more difficult to compete abroad. And that's what we're seeing for manufacturing as well. More now, when you look at manufacturing outside of energy and agriculture, even there, it's slightly negative. Now, we'll wait and see what October the 1st brings in terms of this, our survey results, and for that matter, the national survey results, which come out that day.
All right. Well, we appreciate the time. We've been joined by Creighton University economics professor Dr. Ernie Goss on the state of Oklahoma's economy and also, of course, how rural America is faring right now. Bringing you coverage on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie.